one man who won't be standing in his way.
It's a swiped forehand by Nadal into the net, Djokovic! And Nadal has won his 13th Grand Slam title! And Nadal is a champion yet again!
So a notable absentee then. Rafa Nadal's announcement that he was not going to be defending his title this year didn't come as much of a shock. His wrist injury had kept him out of two warm-up tournaments. His manager is Benito Perez Babadio, who joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Benito.
Good evening. I have goosebumps when I heard that sound.
Well, but not hearing it this year. I mean, how close was Rafa to actually playing?
I don't think he was that close, but I can tell you he tried as much as he could, and the doctors tried as much as they could, but he just wasn't ready. He felt some pain in when he really had to practice hard on Saturday, and so the decision was made on Monday, and it was a tough decision to not play again in the US Open.
I imagine an emotional decision as well.
Yeah, he's very, very disappointed. He said it when he tweeted out and on his Facebook his decision. He's really sad about not playing there. I think that's one of his favorite tournaments in the world, playing at night, that electricity you have in that court, and the emotions from last year as well. So, yeah, he's really disappointed. Disappointed.
I'm sure. It would have been wonderful to repeat the memories of last year. It's Russell Fuller, Benito, already in New York. I know you're on your way to join us. Is there a possibility that Rafa might still need some surgery on this wrist?
No, not at all.
Which is good to hear, because as you know, a number of players, particularly in the men's game, Juan Martin Del Potro, have had long issues with wrist problems.
Well, he's still out, as you know, and Rafa is a completely different thing. The tendon is not affected at all. You know that he's had more serious problems on his knees, and it was 2 years ago when he didn't play either, and the doctors and the team decided not to go and be intrusive and not to go through, you know, an operation, which is always something very risky for a sportsman. No, it's not like that. It's not that bad, but it's something that if it's not well taken care of, it could become something that will get in trouble for the rest of his life. Mm.
And he's going to find himself in the position in which he's been in so many times in his career, Benito, having to fight his way back to the top. He came back. It was extraordinary what he did last year. And he became world number one and won all those Grand Slams. And now he's sitting on the sidelines and he's losing ranking points. Is he getting at all weary in any way of constantly having to fight his way back after injury?
I don't think so. I think the sad thing about Rafa, because there's so many happy things about him. You know, we have so many good experiences in him, but this, you know, one of the parts is that he got injured a few times. But you know, he's always surprised everybody and came back. So hopefully he'll do it again and he'll fight. He's practicing right now. It's not that he stopped practicing. He can practice. He's hitting forehands and serves, no backhands, no two-handed backhands. But, he's stopped this. I don't think it's the same as any other injury he's had in the past. I think this is, hopefully I'm not wrong, this is less serious than in the past. But it was just not enough for him to go and play. I mean, he couldn't go and play.
And when do you think we'll see him back, as it were, Benito?
I don't know. I don't really know. I would think that maybe, I just don't want to say it because then everybody will jump into what I just said. But it wouldn't take too long. I don't think it'll take that long. And hopefully we'll see him. Obviously, in Asia, when the season moves over to Asia, and why not? Maybe in Davis Cup, if they call him to play Davis Cup. But I'm not saying that's the case. I don't think it's the right moment to talk about that.
Oh, we won't read anything into that then.
you won't, but people.
Benito, you're obviously speaking to him all the time. Has he said to you where he thinks it's going to go this year? Who he thinks might win the US Open?
No, I haven't spoken to him about it. I think it's in everybody's mind and everybody knows who the favorites are. But yeah, it is true that what we've seen, it looks more open than ever, the US Open. And maybe Roger is now the candidate. He's played the last two finals of the last two events. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him about it, no.
Benito, thank you for speaking to us, at least, and coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Very kind.
Benito Perez Babadio, the manager of Rafa.